Blog Talk Radio.
This is Jonathan with the Dream Hustle Win podcast, now powered by REI Radio, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play Podcast, and Podbean, and over 12 other digital outlets. The digital Dream Hustle Win podcast is so dope because we interview some of the brightest, freshest talent across the whole world, ranging from pop music, EDM, hip hop. You name it, they're on here. The great thing about the independent voice is that they look at things from a whole different angle. The way they view the world, the way their lyrics explain things, it leaves us mesmerized and wanting more. So there's no difference. Speaking to an artist today, Stuart is super creative, super talented, got his business mind on track, understands where he wants to go, and his music is definitely making an impact online right now. We're honored, and I mean super honored, to have the one of the mainstream recording artists, Kuvali, on the Dream Hustle Win podcast today. Welcome, my brother.
What's up, man? How you doing?
Good. I think I said your name almost correctly because you have a very unique and special name. Did I say it almost the right way?
Hey, it's pronounced Kuvali. Kuvali, man.
Kuvali. Yeah. Exactly. Kuvali, I want to jump right into it, brother. When you think about the music that you're making right now and you think about how you feel about it, how do you think people feel about your music in your hometown, like when they hear it?
I think people, like when people listen to my music, I think they hear like creativity. They be like, okay, you know what I'm saying? We know the Migos, we know Future, we know, you know what I'm saying, all these new age rappers. So, but with Kuvali, we know we getting something different every time. We know he gonna bring energy. We know he gonna be lit. We know he gonna give us lyricism. We already know that he gonna have a dope beat. We, you know what I'm saying? We know in our town, Kuvali gonna bring that smoke always. And I try to, you know what I'm saying, keep that consistency, that level right there. Consistency is key. I try to keep it for my fans and my listeners. So I try to bring it every time.
Definitely, man. I want to jump into this part here, and you tell me, you're on the stage, microphone is in your hand, crowd going crazy. Describe how that moment makes you feel, man.
Oh, man, that's the best feeling in the world, man. That's what it all boils down to, man, the hard work, the long nights, the early mornings, you know what I'm saying, the hours spent in the studio, everything you spend on beats and recording, all that stuff, man, then to have to be on that stage in front of that mic and you have the fans bopping with you, man, they vibing with you. They might be singing along with your lyrics, man. That's the best feeling in the world, yo. Like, that's what we do it for. That's what we do it for, man. The fans, and people vibing to your music, people, you know what I'm saying, having a good time listening to your song, rocking out to you, man, having a good time. That's what it's all about right now, man.
Definitely. I wanna go into this part, and thanks for your answer. That was a great answer. When you think about all the sacrifices you've made to get to this point regarding your music career, starting your company, everything. I mean, out of all the jobs you can have in the world, like you can pursue anything, really. Why in the world did you wanna pursue music?
The love of music, man. The love of music, the passion of music. Like, I feel like, for me, music is a getaway. If I'm feeling sad, I'm feeling down, I'm angry, I'm happy, you know what I'm saying? It's no better substitute than music, you know what I mean? Dope music. I've been writing music since I was 14 years old. My mom was a soprano. My dad was a local DJ back in the day. So you can honestly say that I was born with it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so really,
born with it.
I've been part of music since I came out the womb, you feel me, pretty much. Yeah, it's always been a part, you know what I'm saying? My mom played back in the day. I jam out to her old school music. Music is life for me. Without music, man, it's no Kuvali. Music is life, man.
No doubt about that, and I appreciate that, especially with your musical background and heritage. I want to jump into this part here. When you really think about 2020. I mean, it started off great, and then obviously, you know, we got hit with this crazy, you know, pandemic, which, you know, cost a lot of people their lives and stuff like that, and it's been sad. A lot of artists have everybody has had to adjust a new way of delivering content, a new way of promoting themselves. Everything's digital now more than ever because it's not like people can go out there and just perform live at shows and everything like that. Tell me, what adjustments are you making right now for the rest of 2020 to help keep your brand out there bigger and bigger and better than ever?
Oh, like you said, man, everything is digital. I'm pretty much, you know what I'm saying, YouTube. I'm on radio pushes right now, you feel me? Dream Hustle Win podcast.
Going good.
I'm doing
going good.
You feel me? I'm on
Instagram. You're going good, man.
I'm staying live, man. I'm letting people know I'm still here. I'm still bringing y'all the dope content. I interact. I respond to my comments and everything, man. I'm just staying relevant, man. I'm talking, I'm feeding back. I'm doing radio shows, I'm doing podcasts, I'm doing everything. I'm out.
Definitely. The music you have right now, and I know and I know you rock on radio pushes, everything. What is the song that you have right now that's actually being monetized and streaming right now with us?
Man, I just dropped my single last month. It's brand new, man. Hate Me Right. I just dropped that last month on the 8th of May, man. So y'all can rock out with that right now. So it's available everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, Tidal, name is everywhere. I'm actually about to shoot a video for that tomorrow. No cap. I'm shooting a video for that tomorrow, and I'm dropping an EP called Beatmaster. Beatmaster, the EP, dropping on the 12th of June, man. So, yeah, I'm working. I'm out here. I'm definitely getting it. Y'all can listen to Hate Me Right now, man.
Because I know I know right now you're in the Unsigned playlist. You've been doing pretty well in the Unsigned playlist on Spotify.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yeah. Definitely, man. Go ahead.
And I was going to say also, too, check your Apple Music because we got you running inside the Apple Music as well. So make sure you check your Apple Music stats as well on Hate Me Right. Make sure you check that. Download the Apple Music for artists and claim your profile and check your stats. You know, we've been we've been marketing your song on Apple Music as well. Spell out your name on the digital site so when people go there, they can look, pull you up. Spell out your name on those digital sites.
It's Kivuli. KIVU, the number 7I. Yeah, Kivuli. KIVU 7I.
And on Instagram, what's your at handle on Instagram? At what?
Oh, most definitely, man. At KV7GOD. KV7God, man. On all social media, that's Instagram, that's Twitter, that's Facebook, that's everything. KV7GOD.
Got it. Let me go into this part here. When you think about 2021 to be here in literally 6 months, it's amazing. We're already at the halfway year point.
Mm.
When you think about that, you think about the business. What's some of the business moves that you're making in 2020 that's going to set up for 2021 really strong?
Oh, I'm definitely getting myself out there with the marketing. I'm definitely doing podcasts and stuff like that. I'm definitely talking to independent record labels already. Before I joined Radio Pushes, I was talking with Sprout Records. They affiliated with Atlanta Records. I was talking to Epic. I'm talking to a couple producers, independent producers. I know what I'm saying. Too many names, but shout out to all of y'all, man. It's KV. Y'all know what's up. Yeah, I'm doing a lot, man. Of course, I'm on record label Harum Perium Network LLC. We always gonna be here. We know what I'm saying. We offer a bunch of artist services and products too. So I mean, whatever, man. We networking, we collabing, staying relevant. You know what I'm saying? And the business opportunities come, I'm definitely gonna rock with them. That's just a good business. I'm a businessman. I am. If a good opportunity is in my face, I'm definitely gonna jump on it. So I can't see the future, but when they come, I'm definitely gonna rock with it.
No doubt, man. I love that. I love the optimism, man. There's one thing about you, man. You're super optimistic. That's a good attitude to have. Let me go to this part here. What's one thing about you? What's one characteristic about your personality that people like and they gravitated to?
Pretty much what I am, man. See, my birth sign, my zodiac, whatever y'all want to call it, I'm a Pisces, so I kind of use that to my, you know what I'm saying, my characteristics, to my my artistry, my lyricism. So I use the twin, I use the twin aspect, the alter ego, if you want to call it that. Kind of like a, you get two artists in one. I'm aggressive. I got the dark side. Mm-hmm. I can give you positive. I can give you club music. I can give you the gangster rap, whatever, man. I'm versatile is what you want to say. Versatile is the best word to say. I'm versatile, diverse.
That you are, man. Definitely that you are.
Thank you.
Let me ask you, let me ask you this. You're in a room with some of the biggest heads of music at a table. Dr. Dre, Jimmy Iovine, Top Dog Entertainment, mm-hmm. everybody, Puff. And they said, listen, man, we want to do a joint venture with your label, man, but we're going to put up $2 million. Why should we invest into you? Give us one reason why we should invest $2 million into you and into your brand. Like, what would you tell them?
Give me $2 million, man, I'll make you $200. You feel me? No, it's a good
investment. You know, they know that, bro. I'm just saying, bro. They know that. They understand the method of flipping money. But when you sit down with the meeting of your life, you know, you got to convince people more than you got to explain them how. Like, so if somebody says, I'm going to give you $2 million, the first thing you're going to be like is, look, man, the reason why you're going to bet on me is because of this one factor. You know what I'm saying? My raw human connection with the streets.
The reason why you're going to bet on me is my dedication. The reason why you would put $2 million on me is my dedication. Because literally, I would do this for free. You know what I'm saying? I would go to the studio, put in hours. No cap. I'll do because I love music. Again, going back to my original comment that you asked, I love music. I do this for free. Yeah, of course I want to make money. I ain't going to say that. Of course, sure. I want to make money off of it. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, I'm going to be in the studio regardless. I'm going to do these shows regardless. I'm going to get on these podcasts and these radio shows. I'm going to push this record label regardless. I'm going to make sure that Kivuli and Hiru and all the artists that I'm socialized with or I'm networking with going to be seen regardless. So you can already trust that my work ethic, my dedication, and my drive, my ambition going to be there. You ain't got to find me. You ain't got to blow my phone up 1,000 times. Worry about if I'm going to the studio, if I'm going to be at the photo shoot on time. Bro, I'm already here. Bro, where y'all at? You feel me? Like, yeah, dedication.
Definitely.
That's what you're going to get from me.
Definitely, man. And that's the thing about what you're saying, man, that's so dope is you got that dedication, man. You know what I'm saying? That's what you want. You know what I'm saying? Like, you believe in that. You feel me?
Most definitely.
All right, man. Well, listen, we've enjoyed having you on the Dream Hustle podcast today. Quick final shout-out you want to give anybody?
Oh, man, likewise, man. Much obliged. I appreciate y'all giving me this opportunity. Yo, shout-out to everybody, man. Shout-out to Radio Push. Shout-out to the podcast, man. Shout-out to everybody that's rocking with Kivuli. Everybody
that's rocking with Kivuli. What honor
to be. You feel me? Shout out to everybody.
Definitely, man. We're honored to be in, you know, we're definitely honored to be in partnership with you, brother.
Definitely, bro. Definitely. I appreciate y'all, man. Thank you. Let's get it.
Give everybody your artist name one more time so they can holler at you. Like give out your artist name, everybody, one more time.
Definitely, man. This is Kivuli, spelled with a 7. Kivu7i, man. Kivuli. Find me on all social media at KV7GOD. Let's get it, huh?
People, you heard it here first. Always dream, hustle, win, and always better yourself. Let's get it. Peace.
Yeah, yes, sir.